Our next speaker is Janice Springer, who is a volunteer and disaster health services advisor for the American Red Cross. She deploys to disasters whenever possible, and she's doing research on meeting access and functional needs in disaster shelters. Her background includes being emergency trauma director, public health manager, working in an Eskimo village, on medical relief teams in rural Honduras, and recent deployment to Hurricane Irene. She's the co-author of the curriculum that she's discussing today. Thank you.
We're going to really switch gears. This is pretty different from volcanoes. but it still is disaster, which is why you're here, and welcome. I'm going to talk today about a training program that has been developed to try and bring student nurses in as a community asset for being able to respond to disasters. And I do have no relationships to disclose. This project has been designed and pilot tested by three of us, Dr. Sharon Stanley, who is the chief nurse for the American Red Cross, Dr. Cheryl Smith, who is faculty at the University of Arkansas at their medical center, and myself. So why are we doing this? Well, we know what a group of spontaneous volunteers might look like. We know they can be enthusiastic. Oh, nasty. They can be enthusiastic, but they're untrained. They can be dedicated, but they're really not sure what their boundaries of their roles will be. And we also knew that student nurses had both enthusiasm and dedication. And even more, they had a healthcare knowledge base, and they also had some availability options. There's lots of schools in nursing. We also know that this is a scene that you'll never see again. This was a prescribed picture. And this is a real one. This is what it's going to look like. Red Cross is the lead partner with FEMA for mass care, which is in the emergency support functions. And a key role in that is that we do sheltering. Now, in a scenario like this, we don't do all the sheltering. This is a unified command group, but we do a lot of sheltering. And we also have support and access and functional needs support in those shelters. And that terminology that's coming out now through FEMA really just means, for those of us in nursing, ADLs, activities of daily living. How do you help people maintain their activities of daily living while they're in shelter? And sometimes you need a lot of people to do that. In addition, disaster preparedness is a critical component in the professional development of nursing students. Since 2009, the American Association of Colleges of Nursing has required emergency preparedness and disaster management content in baccalaureate programs. And there are now disaster questions on the NCLEX exams. So nursing students need to know about this. It's an expectation. In addition, nursing student programs really have strong community service program components in their programs. And of course, public health, we want people out in the public. Red Cross has a national student nurse program, which has multiple experiential activities for student nurses. And we believed that disaster training activity could fit into this model of opportunities, where really hundreds and potentially thousands of nursing students would be better prepared for disaster response, able to be spontaneous volunteers, and potentially be future Red Cross nurse volunteers. So what we did, we really wanted to be methodical and thoughtful. And so in 2010, we did a nationwide survey of our state nurse liaison network, and that's a network of nurses, one in all of the 50 states, who are kind of like our hub of a hub and spoke outreach, and asked them what's going on. What's going on with you and student nurses in your state? And we found kind of a little bit of scattering all over the country. But we realized that this was exciting, and it was great that people were doing it, but we really didn't have consistency of program. We had duplication of efforts. We were using extra resources, and in addition, we couldn't measure anything. We had no idea what the training outcomes were. We weren't tracking it at all, so we really wanted to change that. This is from a disaster I was at this spring, and we had student nurses come to help us in shelters in Mississippi. This is Everybody Remembers Joplin. And we also had shelters open in Minot, North Dakota from flooding. Who thinks there's water in North Dakota? But they had major flooding, and those folks were still living in shelters in September. And we were needing to give nursing, have nursing care available in those shelters. And so that's a big commitment. And it doesn't stop. This is what's predicted. In 1811, what you see on your right is the earthquake that moved the Mississippi River. And in 1994 is the one that most of us remember. Oh yeah, Los Angeles, that was big. Look at the difference in the impact. Part of that is because of the alluvial plain in the Midwest is a different type of soil. And so there is a prediction that this is going to happen again in 10 years, this decade. There was a big exercise in May. The national level exercise was in May to bring 8 of the key states together to start saying, what are we going to do when all these millions of people are displaced and impacted by this earthquake? So our work is cut out for us. What we used as our models was Dr. Schmidt's model from UAMS, where she had taken several different Red Cross courses and kind of condensed them into a 2-day clinical training for her community health nurses. And without knowing about it, I was doing something else in central Minnesota, where I had taken some of the same content from some of the same courses, but had condensed it into a 4-hour course, and I was just kind of shopping it around to all the schools of nursing where I have acquaintances, basically saying, hey, you got to get this into your public health curriculum. And they said, oh yeah, this is fun, let's do it. So what we did is we took all that together and created this new course. We really wanted to increase the readiness of spontaneous nurse volunteers through exposure to disaster training through a well-known response organization. That was one of our goals. The other one was we were looking at having sustainment of a 10% of the student nurses completing the course to be involved in their Red Cross chapters from 1 to 3 years after the course. In addition, we really wanted to collaborate. And for those of you who are counting, there are not 8 bullets on that slide. There are only 7. But we wanted to really work with our partners in academia and our partners at the American Nursing Association. We wanted this to be for nursing all across the board. And so we started early working with our partners. We developed a pilot course, and then we invited schools of nursing across America to apply. And just from this grassroots stuff that was going on, we had over 50 applications. So somehow people knew about this. You know, we used our network to get it out. We got over 50 applications. And we chose 12 schools of nursing, literally from Hawaii to Pennsylvania to Florida. And we really went at it as a 3-legged stool. We wanted the stability of that model. So we had a school nursing and faculty was one leg. The Red Cross chapter in that community was the second leg. And then the disaster registered nurse who had been on disasters is the third part of the training. So that you had someone there who was credible, who could make sense of the stories, who could talk about the nursing role. And that's what we did. And then we bookended the pilot with training at 2 National Student Nurse Association conventions. We went to Orlando in 2010 and taught 200 students. And then we went again to Utah in 2011. And the course is not designed to be taught to 200 people at a time, but we really wanted to capture the enthusiasm. You know, when those 3,000 student nurses get together, you want to grab a hold of that energy. So we did it in a setting where we wouldn't ordinarily. We'd like to keep it to a little bit smaller group. But some of the exciting outcomes is that our intuition that this was serious community health nursing was confirmed, very much validated. It is community assessment. The shelter is a community. There you go, your new village. And so knowledge of community resources, population-based health, critical thinking without resources readily available. That is really what it is, and that was really confirmed. And in addition, we took a look at, you know, did they learn something? We did some pre-test, post-test studies and found that indeed they were leaving the class knowing more than they did when they came in, which is kind of nice. We also wanted to see what was happening with, were people more aware of us, and we ended up well exceeding our expectation that we had 13% more students coming in, so we definitely met our goal there. And we also found that 95% of the respondents taking the course considered volunteering. 63% said the odds were 50% or greater that they would volunteer with Red Cross within the next year, and 90% said there's at least a 50% chance that they would volunteer with Red Cross sometime in their career. And what I find when I work with volunteers is that a lot of them will have stories like, you know, when I was a kid, we had a house fire, and they saved us, Red Cross came and fed us, and now I'm 35 years old, and it's time for me to, you know, so that cycle, you can't, it's hard to measure a cycle when it takes 20 years for somebody to go from exposure to coming back. That's really one of our challenges. Some other learning that we did in the pilot is we tried a different platform than our typical platform through LMS, and found that it really couldn't hold all the things we wanted to do for capturing knowledge. The student nurses were very clear that they didn't like the four-hour thing. That was too long. They wanted to do more stuff. And so we created a online, it's still 4 hours more or less, but we broke it up. So the first 2 hours are an online training that they do, just kind of like the FEMA model. You just go in, answer the questions, do it at your own pace, you know, stop and have a cup of coffee, whatever you want to do. And then the second portion still is with faculty and Red Cross disaster nurse in the classroom doing a tabletop. So it's got injects, it's got a setting, there's a clock ticking that says you have 20 minutes, you need to make these decisions, and it's really exciting. And the part that I'm really excited about is when they do the injects, they have to answer questions, and those questions get captured, and we'll be able to get the data to show is that online training preparing them for the tabletop. Are they actually getting the knowledge pieces they need? And if they aren't, then we can change it. So that was really a nice extra to build in that we hadn't actually planned on building in, but we were able to. So we can focus on awareness of nursing roles in disaster, and then we're going to use our national state nurse liaison network to help spread this out across the country. We're looking forward to it. And the students loved it. They just, even the ones who said it was kind of long, they would say, well, it was kind of long, but boy, this is really interesting stuff. They really could see where they could participate. This workshop was amazing. I think it should be taught to every nursing class every year. This is a great opportunity to give me as a nursing student. And I can tell you, I was teaching this in Moorhead, Minnesota, and about 2 months after the class graduated, where I had taught this course in like March, we had a tornado, and those students showed up and said, I just took a class from Janice. I can help. And so they did. So it was great. It's really nice. So we're almost to the end. The end game is, a lot of people talk about being recruited and retained, but I posit that you have to be received, especially in volunteering. You can recruit a volunteer, but if you don't receive them and welcome them and help them out and mentor them, you're not going to retain them. And so we're really looking, again, kind of a three-legged stool model. We need to be receiving those. That's part of our state nurse liaison network. We're linking them up with health service advisors and trying to kind of nurture them into the system. And one more, because really, in the end, what it's about is our communities. You know, we really want to have those resources in our communities and disasters. Student nurses are just the cat's pajamas. You know, you have a whole population that's a little bit distraught, and you send 20 student nurses in there, and they just go help people by being there. So I have time for questions, I believe, if anybody has any questions or anything at all, and I'll be around afterwards if people want to visit later. Yes, ma'am.
Of the
Oh, it's sheltering. So if you're sheltering because you had to evacuate a city because of a non-man-made event, it's still a shelter. So it's, and it's still a disturbed population that needs extra support.
So, is there mention of that kind of event?
No. In the online training piece, we talk about there's all kinds of disasters, man-made and non-man-made and natural, and there's all kinds of things. But our focus is it's a shelter. And so it doesn't really matter what causes the disaster. So absolutely it can train. I mean, if you want to know about this as part of your planning with the Department of Defense, call me up. I'll get you connected. And this lady right here, that's the one, Mary. This, you guys need to meet up. Yes. Was there another question? I think I have another minute or so. Okay. Thank you very much.